Here in California, lawmakers are pushing for a national registry to track arsonists, something similar to the online database for convicted sex offenders. And in California, where we are plagued by wildfires, it could have an impact.
Although as Congress considers this idea, some civil liberties groups say it goes too far. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Just 8 days after the start of the largest wildfire in Los Angeles County history, the nightly newscast reported a stunning development.
Authorities say the station fire that killed two firefighters and destroyed dozens of homes was a result of arson.
6 weeks later, with 89 homes burned and 250 square miles charred, that fire is still not 100% contained. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has pledged $100,000 toward finding the arsonist. It's not the first time that Schwarzenegger has gotten so involved. 2 years ago, he issued this stern warning after a series of Southern California arson fires.
I want everyone to understand that we will hunt down the people that are responsible for that. If I were one of those people who started the fires, I would not sleep soundly right now, I tell you, because we're right behind you.
Over the past 5 years, CAL FIRE, the state's fire agency, says more than 1,500 fires have been deliberately set. But only about 17% of those arsonists are caught.
When you have a crime that you can only solve 17% of the time, I think it means you have to use other tools as well, that you just don't have enough brought to bear on the problem.
Southern California Congressman Adam Schiff wants convicted arsonists to be put into a national registry, similar to the one set up for sex offenders. His bill just passed the House last week. The former federal prosecutor says many arsonists are repeat offenders and use the same fire-setting techniques. In L.A., one arsonist started several fires, tossing a crude homemade device out his car window. After a long investigation, Schiff says prosecutors finally found a prior arson arrest record with details of the same device in his parole officer's basement.
You know, if we had those records in electronic form and in a national database, we could have apprehended him, I think, much sooner and prevented some of the later fires he set.
Schiff proposed a similar bill last year, but it stalled in the face of objections from civil liberties groups. Christopher Calabrese, legislative counsel for the ACLU, says the National Registry poses a dangerous precedent. He asked, what's next, a database for drunk drivers?
Should that be something that law enforcement has access to so that if they think there's a drunk driving arrest, they can immediately go knock on the door of anyone who's ever been convicted of drunk driving? I mean, it's essentially the same principle.
And Calabrese says such a database would be incredibly expensive and duplicate efforts already underway by the FBI. But after a rash of arson fires this year, both of California senators, several Western lawmakers, and local law enforcement are pushing hard for the National Registry.
I think it's an excellent idea.
CAL FIRE arson investigator Bart Chambers hopes the National Registry makes it to the president's desk this year. Chambers stands at the base of a charred, ash-covered hill in Yucaipa, about 60 miles east of L.A. A recent arson fire here wiped out the town's wildlife sanctuary.
It posed a threat to many homes, as well as, of course, the wildlife area.
Chambers says authorities do have a suspect in custody. He's a 16-year-old boy who officials believe is tied to as many as 14 other arson fires. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.